Someone asked me the other day if there's anyone that speaks about the fact that Yonason, the son of Shaul, is called Yonason up without a hay up to a certain point, and then starting from Perek Yud Ches, it's Yehoinason with a hay. So I told him that the Radak speaks about it and the Al-Sheikh speaks about it. The Radak says, just that the Masoilam in Reish Safra Ad Hocha, from Shmuel Aleph, from the first time that Yonason is mentioned, the son of Shaul, until Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, min Reish Sifra Ad Hocha, is Yonason without a hay. Bar min beis, there are two cases that are exceptions to the rule, whatever the reason is. Umin hocha, ad soif sifra, yehoinosan. So the Radak in three or four places mentions this masaira, but he doesn't explain why. Was licked in them? Why should there be a hay? The Al-Sheikh Meidach, he says that the posuk that says, v'nefesh yehoinosan nikshara v'nefesh David, that this was such an unbelievable madrega that it is given its imprimatur by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by eating a nice mishmoy kevayochol, and that's why the hay is there. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yodoy that a person can reach such an unbelievable madrega. In V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, the kamoicha is there to show that that's the ultimate ahava. There's no ahava greater than kamoicha. So the Baruch Shalom says, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. The ahava of Yonason to David Weistois was past the kamoicha. It took away the whole kamoicha. The ahava, and that's the pshat, Nefesh Yonason nikshara b'nefesh David. V'yoheveu Yonason kenavshoi, you don't need the mashal of kamoicha anymore. It reached that madrega mitzaratzma. Once it reached that madrega, the Rebbeinu Shlolem gives his gushpanka that such a thing is even possible by eating the hay and making it yehoinason. The Meiridike word from the Al-Sheikh. Rather on this very same pasuk. The Remesin is that it goes much further because the Ari HaKadosh says that David was Malchus and that's the last day, the hay tata, and the yud hay vav of yehoinason is Mashlim Deshem Havaya together with David HaMelech. And that's what Yonason said when he said, Vani Ayeh Mishnech, I'll be your Ezer. I was responding to him without any thought to this yard site. In fact, until we were Zoicha Simchas Torah to have a very chashuv Mespal that came back from Eretz Yisrael, especially to be with us. I mean, that's very unusual. You know, there was a woman that called up from Eretz Yisrael, and she said, I was Tisha B'Av by the Kaisel, and it's almost like Camp Tabi. But to Zogen, Asimchas Torah in Yerushalayim is almost like Beis HaVigdor, that's already a Madrega. That's Lamalo Imenu. But of course, Sadi was by us, and he told me 13 times, not one time less, that the yard site is tonight. Yard site is tonight. So, but this was before Aber Rabbi Getracht. You know, you have to say something. Isn't this the most perfect thing to say? There was no ani, and Bederch Klal, a matzav can either perfect a person, or it can reduce a person. A person can wallow in his misery, can feel the tremendous anxiety. I remember my father, Zechanu Levracha, used to tell me all the time the name of the great Navadik, and my father learned in Pinsk, talking about 80, 90 years ago. He learned in Pinsk, so Rav Shmuel Weintraub, Zechanu Levracha. And he used to say that the Bali Musi used to say that Yisurim are the best thing that ever happened to a person. Novos. The problem is that you're bayit be yisurim. And memela, the yisurim turn out to be a very big chisaron because he's bayit against Hashem. Aber lu yitzurim, if you can't halten di madrega and not be bayit, So nobody has any hasaga of what Yisurim does for the neshama. And that's, of course, this is the truth. Once it happens, you can go either way. You can become a shtikel abayit. You can kick and flail against the tzara that happened. Or you can become very purified. And in that purification, many things happen. Many things. In Avodas Hashem, in Limud HaTorah, in Avas Yisrael. Avas chaverim, and I don't have to tell you because you know better than me. Vinishvi, you can't bridge the darga to create a matzav of chaver when you're that much older, and he looks at you as the rav. There's nothing you can do about it. It's fafal. But someone who's a chaver, he can understand better than even I could describe it, what it means to be so selfless that this pasuk becomes mamish a metzius in a person's life. And I think that it was dafka because the hasagas that he achieved because of those yisurim. You know, there's a yaske yom amisa metzius in a person. You know, you don't know tomorrow what tomorrow will bring. And I think it was this incredible sense of where he was holding that made him appreciate is chaverim all that much more, and made the almost perfect person that he was before to become that madrega that we have in this pasuk. B'nefesh Yehoinasan nikshara b'nefesh David v'yehoveyu Yehoinasan k'nafshoi. And there's a whole shaila, you know, how you spell Akiva, with an aleph or with a hey. But Midachzach has this hey from Yehoinasan. Does it connect the Rangin and the Nomen in the same way that it should be Meramis to Madregas of Avas Yisrael and Avas Chaverim and Dibuk Chaverim that the rarest of people could reach? And that's what I wanted to tell you. We had a tremendous Hiskashrus. He won me over. You know how he won me over. He used to ask me about my drushes. How do you win a Rav over? You tell the Rav, you know, that your drush is important enough to me that I should have a kasha on it. But it's not a joke. It's damnus. And the person comes and listens. They're fine. They're good. It's Shane. And then the next day they forget it completely. He comes back with discussions and arguments and makairis. And it was really special. And I think he did it just to make me feel good. That's that. And of course, it was very reciprocal. We had a love affair. But you see, every one of you could say exactly the same thing. And that's the nekuda. So I just wanted to, I came in the middle of a chasana of two folk already zakenim who are getting married, not too far from here in a shul. And I felt compelled to come, and now I have to go back. But the Bezus Hashem Yisbach, we should be Zoyche Taka to even be able to conceive of such a madrega. I don't know about reaching it, but at least, you know, when we have Hasogas, we have Hava Minas, that maybe one day. If you don't have those Hasogas, then Bechlal, there's nothing to talk about. Person remains wherever he is, and he doesn't become the Mahalchem B'Noim D'Ma'ela that he should be. If you have this pasuk and you have such a muster, such an incredible example of it, so then you understand very well that it's possible, and if it's possible, then maybe we could also achieve it mit gesund and with nachas and with atzlocha. And I can only wish the Akeres Habayis that it should be May Menuchas Yina'aleini, and we should be able to be the Sameach together with the Simchas of the Mishpacha Gesundheit, and we should be able to remember in a very positive and active and, you know, full, in the fullest measure, in terms of how we live our own lives, the incredible mashal and Musta, the incredible role model that Akiva Shammai was, even though it was a brief life, but it was like a comet. And Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be feeling still the sparkle of the wake of that comet forever. Yehi zichrei baruch.